But this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. From the letter of Paul to the Philippians, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have two lessons that share this common theme of leaving the past behind. In our Old Testament lesson, we have the prophet Isaiah bringing a word of hope to the people of Israel. He is speaking to a very desolate and forlorn Israel. They have experienced quite possibly the most devastating time in their history. The Babylonians came and conquered them. The temple was destroyed, and they were taken from the promised land into exile. They no doubt feel utterly forsaken by their God. But Isaiah brings this message of redemption with echoes of the Exodus from Egypt as God prepares once again to bring his people out of bondage. God assures his people that he is able to bring about something new where it seems there is nothing. God tells them, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old." God is telling them to leave the past behind as he is preparing to give them a future. Then we move to St. Paul. Here in his letter to the Philippians, he is encouraging the church to live out their faith and warning them against the Judaizers. And so he himself has laid out his Jewish pedigree as a Hebrew of Hebrews, as faithful to the law as any Pharisee. But he makes it clear that he considers all of that to be loss. Paul knows that any righteousness of his own is complete garbage, and that it is only through faith in Jesus that he has any hope of the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God. Like Isaiah, Paul is urging his hearers to leave the past behind and focus on the future. Of course, both the people of Israel and Paul have a good reason to want to leave the past behind. Because here's the thing. Israel was in exile because of their unfaithfulness. The Babylonian captivity was a punishment for their sin. If you go to the last several chapters of the second book of Kings, you get a lot of, and so was king, and he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. Seriously, you read that very phrase three times in the span of 21 verses. And well, Paul, not only was he, as to the law, a Pharisee, but also, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. He dragged Christians from their homes and imprisoned them, and was overseer of the stoning of Stephen. So yeah, they both had some things that would best be left in the past. And here's the thing. We all have this opportunity to leave the past behind because we have a God of hope. And hope belongs to the future. But how exactly do we leave the past behind us? So, I have a brother who is 3 years older than I am. When we were kids, we fought. We fought a lot. It's a big shocker, I'm sure, to most. But like it is with my own children, it was pretty constant and typically just petty stuff. But on occasion, we would have some big blow-up over whatever. We would yell, he might chase me around the house, or the worst was when he would go into the kitchen and pretend to get a knife. Not because he was threatening to use it on me, but because I was just really afraid of knives for some reason. Just an actual knife sitting there on the counter. So he would just keep his hand behind his back, so I wouldn't know if he actually had one or not. I don't think he ever actually did. So, of course, I would throw things at him. Because I didn't want that knife any closer to me. Of course, things would usually end with me running to my room and slamming the door, but eventually I would come back out and sit down on the couch. and just go back to watching whatever it was on TV. There would be no acknowledgement of the fight, no apologies, just sort of this mutual ignoring of what had transpired. And unfortunately, this is still basically how we handle our relationship. Various issues go unaddressed, and we just go back to talking about whatever we happen to be watching on TV at the time. Needless to say, this is not the way to go about leaving the past behind. We have to be far more proactive. When it comes to our sins and transgressions, we have to ask for forgiveness, both from God and from those whom we have offended. We cannot leave things unresolved, as it opens the door wide for guilt and leaves us in a far more likely position to repeat the same offense. It also puts a strain on the relationship, and without the process of forgiveness, it leaves something broken. Think about a bone. When a bone is broken, it must be properly set and given time to heal. Otherwise, it will cause you problems in the future. In order to leave that injury in the past, you have to take the necessary steps to allow that to happen. And in the same way, we must forgive others. Or again, the things we try to leave in the past will not stay there. Our anger, frustration, and hardness of heart will continue with us. To leave the past behind, we have to let forgiveness happen. We have to ask for it. We have to offer it, and we have to accept it when it is offered to us. The key is not to let our past dictate our present or our future. Our future should be what dictates our present, and the past can be left in the past. Think about if Paul had let his past define him. He never could have been the evangelist that God had called him to be. But he was able to put it all behind him and even regarded it all as rubbish. The good, the bad, the things that he prided himself on, the horrible wrongs he committed, he left it all behind, focusing on his hope, his prize, his heavenly call. The same hope and prize that each of us is called to. Luckily for us, God in his great mercy has given the church both a means by which we can be forgiven by him of our sins, as well as the model for how we can practice forgiveness in our lives. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we recall our sins before God, ask for forgiveness, and commit to changing our ways, and then receiving the assurance that those former things have indeed been put away. The last thing the priest says in the rite before dismissing the penitent is, "The Lord has put away all your sins." God is willing to put our sins in the past and remember them no more, giving us the freedom to move forward and continue to press on towards our heavenly call. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.